Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug, according to this piece of paper, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from the Nerd Melt Theater in the back of Meltdown Comics on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood, California on Monday, June 25th, to Ocean's 12. Yay! Since last I tried to speak and you listened to a fantastic train wreck, I'm still friends with Jeff and TJ and Pete, in case you were worried. I tried to go to Virginia Beach, but was thwarted by a mysterious flight cancellation followed by weather issues. So my shows with Graham Elwood at the Funny Bone in Virginia Beach have been rescheduled for August 22nd and 23rd. From the corrections department to the audience at UCB last Tuesday, I said, see you in 2 weeks, but there actually won't be a taping at UCB again until Tuesday, July 17th. So it's more like 4 weeks. And I was told by at Nate Stauffer, N8 Stauffer, on Twitter that there is a not for emetophobes moment in Madagascar 3. About 2 minutes in to the movie. Thanks, Nate. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. The number one movie in the U.S. is Pixar's Brave. The number two movie is DreamWorks' Madagascar 3. I haven't seen either because I'm an adult. This has been, I don't give a shit which cartoon you watch. Very angry edition of that. There still might be a few tickets left for the Douglas Movies taping Monday night at the Gramercy Theater in New York City. There are definitely tickets available for Douglas Movies at Palace Station in Vegas on July 8th, and just a few left for Douglas Movies in San Diego at the Tipsy Crow on July 11th, and that is Comic-Con time, so that'll be fun. I'll have some fun guests because there'll be a bunch of my friends will be down there for Comic-Con. DouglasMovies.com for all the links and deets. Let's go into the prize bag, you guys. Let's see what's going on with the prize bag. It's a big one, and it's full of some pretty awesome stuff. I've got the, once again, from Motion City Soundtrack, I've got a vinyl version of their new album called Go, and it also includes a CD inside there. So that's pretty smart. Get the vinyl and the CD at the same time. But just vinyl of Weezer's Maladroit. I'm thinking about, there's about five or six more episodes, I'll finally be out of Weezer stuff. And then here's a lovely kind of like bowling shirt kind of thing that says The League on it. Interesting. And then somebody wrote on somewhere, why do you bother teasing the audience about who the guests are going to be? Because whenever I download it, it just says it right there, who's going to be on. And I'm like, that's a good point, but it's still fun for the live show. I'm going to tell you what's in this bag that's inside the bag once the guests are out here, because that's a dead giveaway what they brought. And then, oh, here's some interesting stuff. Some dudes that are in the audience tonight brought copies of I Love You Man to put in the, they're like, can we give you stuff to put in the bag? I'm like, all right. If you want to get rid of your stuff. But they're pretty good movies. I Love You Man and Point Break. Yeah, the Point Break is Blu-ray. And then my Doug Diggs it for this episode is Scott Pilgrim versus the World. You know I dig that. And then we've also got a copy of my new CD, Doug Benson's Smug Life, which will be out on July 3rd. Thank you very much, sir. And when that keeps happening repeatedly, I'm glad to know that you're there to help me out. But unlike UCB, nobody's sitting on the ground. Most of us have chairs. And little nerd melt news for you guys. They're going to get air conditioning in this place in about a week. I hope that's true, because it is it's a fun place to do shows, but in the summertime, son of a bitch, it gets hot as fuck. All right, so anyway, please welcome to the show Kate McCucci, Ricky Lindholm, Nick Kroll, and Anna Kendrick.
Just as they were giving us food.
They're giving you food?
I brought food down and you were like, welcome to the stage.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you know, it's right there if you want to run and go get some food and come back.
Grab this. It's
like, just don't everybody go at once.
It's a sampler size of French fries.
It's French fries and tomato and bacon.
And it's got a fork in it.
French fries I didn't really want it. I just wanted to make it look like a ranch dressing, maybe?
Wow.
I don't.
Try it.
Please, no, thank you.
I don't want it.
Hey, Nick, forget it. Nobody wants it. But that's from the food truck that's out front?
Who said I was getting them for other people?
What's the truck called? Do you guys know?
No, hold up, please.
What's it called? Does anybody know? It was the big truck right out front? I looked right at it. Los Lobos or no? Oh, I feel terrible.
I hope you want one.
Anybody that works here would know, right?
Thank you.
Yeah, Los Lobos.
Los Lobos, really? Like the band?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, I was wondering what happened to them.
I thought I kind of peeked in there. They looked familiar. I heard La Bamba coming from the...
Good stuff. Okay. They're doing well.
Yeah.
All right, so Ricky, we have like a weirdly, there's the stools are different heights, so I thought that Nick and I should sit in the shorter ones, because we're the two men, so we'll be the tallest.
Oh.
But then when you walked out, I was like, oh, Ricky could sit in one of these lower stools, and we're all fairly even.
I'm enormous.
Not. We're almost compared to these two.
Enormous, but yeah, you're bigger than them.
I'm not wearing my trademark lifts.
So that's Nick Kroll, everybody. We'll start with him. Welcome, Nick, to the all ladies edition.
Oh yeah. I'm a short lady.
Good to have you. And thank you for bringing that league bowling shirt thingy.
It's got my name on the front. I'll sign it for someone afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll see if that's what they want. No, I'm good.
It'll, you know.
I do know. It's very nice offer for you to.
I have great penmanship. Even if it's, I'll sign someone else's name if they want. I'll sign anyone's name they want.
All right. And what's going on with the league? Is it's?
We start shooting in August. We'll be on again with football season because we're dudes. I like that low chuckle. It gives me a sense of what. That's where I'm going to be working up from.
It's hot. It's hot.
Every hero's got a journey. You know what I mean?
Not really. And what else was I going to ask you about? Oh, you play young doctor in Little Fockers?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
I never saw Little Fockers, and I'm curious. Mm-hmm. Why do they have to see a young doctor?
His son, Ben Stiller's son, has a fall. He falls at a playground, and if you can believe it, everyone thinks it's Ben's fault. But it's not so simple. It's not so simple after all. And so then I go and bandage him up. I don't say one funny thing. Owen Wilson walks in, and the plot is furthered.
Are they surprised by how young you are? Like, why does it matter that you're young?
They just couldn't write Asian. By the way, you should see the movie, because not since Mickey Rooney have you seen such an impression of an Asian character.
Anna Kendrick is here, everybody. I have two comments it might be questions. We'll see what they turn out to be. And they are, you're a voice in Paranorman.
That's true. That's a comment. Yeah.
And that's awesome, right?
Yeah.
That's really great.
No, it was my first time doing something like that. I've always wanted to do that. It was awesome. And I thought, because the character is like the lead kid's obnoxious older sister. She's like 16 and a cheerleader, and she's like wearing a pink, you know, what I assume is modeled after like a Juicy Couture sweatsuit thing. Mm-hmm. And is like a blonde ponytail and looks a lot like me. And I thought, like, oh, this is, because a lot of people think that, like, I get a lot of job offers based on Twilight, because Twilight made a lot of money. And, like, that's not the case. So I thought, like, oh, maybe this is the first.
Wait, Twilight didn't make a lot of money?
Oh, in a perfect world.
Hey.
Hey.
Officially, I am offended. No, so I thought, like, oh, it's like the first thing I've ever been offered because of Twilight, because I play like an obnoxious cheerleader type character in that too. And they said, no, we haven't seen Twilight. We just listened to your voice in interviews. So I decided to take that as a compliment.
Yeah, yeah, that works.
Yeah.
And you probably are going to think I'm being snotty or obnoxious when I say this, but I am genuinely psyched about Pitch Perfect.
Yeah.
See, she's already laughing at me. I saw the trailer the other day, and I was just like, I want to watch that now instead of, what was I about to see? Moonrise Kingdom, maybe.
Right.
But I did like that too. But it's can you describe what it's about?
That is okay. That's sort of a question.
When does it come out? In September?
I think October.
Oh, okay.
I'm not totally sure. But you and my mom are really excited to see it.
It looks like Glee without slushies.
I don't understand that reference.
Or, you know, it doesn't seem like bullying is going to be a big part of the story.
Oh, yeah, no, it's not. We're like,
but
awesome.
It is about people.
It's about awesome people who don't get bullied and have no obstacles to overcome, so. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
And the singing's all a cappella, though. It's the ultimately it's about a competition.
Yeah.
New Directions aren't in anywhere to be seen.
The One Direction?
The New Directions.
What's the New Directions?
That's one of the teams in Glee, I think.
Oh, fuck.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, no. It's
One Direction's one of the great bands of all time.
Can we start a rumor that One Direction makes a cameo in Pitch Perfect so that the film makes buckets of money?
Well, you know what was funny? I was flipping through, I landed on HBO yesterday, and they were showing Glee, the concert movie in 3D, is the name of the movie, and yet no one's going to see it in 3D for the rest of its existence, probably.
Right.
Because when it's on TV, it's just back to being a regular movie.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So it's weird they put it in the title. But also, that movie didn't do very well. So...
So
who knows? Who knows how much help they'd be? Your movie's probably fine on its own. Rebel Wilson's in it, right?
It's true, yeah.
She's hilarious.
She is that.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So they show a lot of her saying a lot of funny things in the trailer, and
they say,
and then there's lots.
And then
and
Adam Devine from Workaholics, and you know, so people in this room like.
Exactly. Did you do your own singing?
Yep.
What about, is there...
Yeah.
Are they dubbed me over for Little Fokker as the young doctor singing scene. Did Jackie Chan do it?
Garfunkel and Oates is here, everybody. They is here. Let's start with Ricky.
Hi.
She's just said something. Hi, Ricky.
Hi.
Did you do that nude scene yet?
Yes, I did.
How did it go?
It was good. I ate a lot when it was done. I was in New Orleans for 2 weeks, and the first week all I did was work out and not eat. And then the second week all I did was drink and eat and drink and eat, and then that was it. It was weird, though. I was with Rob Corddry and Keegan-Michael Key, and they had clothes on, and I did not.
Did you do the robe between takes thing, or did you do the I'm going to just stand here naked so everyone gets used to it?
Well, I got, so my character's coming out of a shower, so I would just go back in the shower between takes, so they didn't give me, because I had like body makeup and stuff on and I didn't want it to rub off, you know, because
did the shower have a curtain? You could just be like,
yeah, I would just go and I'd wait in the curtain.
Did you talk to them from behind the curtain?
No, I just sort of like hung my head and waited. I'm like, yeah, this is weird. That's my vagina's out. I'm gonna go in this room and close the door. And yeah, those guys are so nice, and I don't even think they look down. I really don't.
Dude, how many takes did it take? Like 70?
We filmed for a while. It's a long scene. I have to hug both of them.
But isn't there at some point where they cut to an angle where you don't have to be completely naked? Like,
no.
No, they never did close-ups.
Oh.
Wait. Let's double check. Is this really a movie?
No, I've seen the behind-the-scenes like hidden camera shot they had in the shower on YouTube, and it's great. She looks great.
I was really tan. I'll tell you that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what the makeup was. They painted
tan. Yeah, they painted me tan. They just like just slathered it all over me.
And that because the character would be tan or because...
No,
because
you look better. I'm see-through in normal life. They were like, this girl's like green. You can see all her veins. So they made me like more like human colored, I think. I don't think anyone's going to watch it and go, she's so tan. They're going to be like, wow, she's like slightly above see-through. Yeah.
So Ricky?
Yeah?
You have green blood?
I don't know. I'm kind of bluish green. I don't know.
Well, you should show him. He's a doctor.
Yeah.
A young doctor.
If I did like an online dating ad, that's what I would say.
Kate McCucci, everybody.
Hi.
Let's see what I wrote down for you. I scribbled everything down last minute today, and so I'm less prepared than normal. No, I got nothing. We're good.
All right, cool. Let's begin.
There's got to be something. Are you kidding me? Oh, yeah. What is decoding Annie Parker?
Oh.
I looked at your IMDb page.
Yes. I don't know. I mean, I do know. It's a movie that I did last summer. I don't know when it's coming out. All I know is I got a Facebook message from somebody who I don't know that said, hey, saw a cut of Decoding Annie Parker. Totally know how you feel. I've been cut out of movies, too.
Don't you play a scientist in it?
I did. I played a scientist, and they kept throwing me crazy lines. It's all about the breast cancer gene, and it's my scenes were with Helen Hunt, and you know, they would throw me these very long like paragraphs about genetics, and I'm not a great memorizer. I have to really work to memorize something, so it was very nerve wracking. And I was like, I don't know what I'm saying, and I don't look like a doctor. And
why'd you get cut out?
I'm probably cut out.
Those reasons right there.
And I don't look like a doctor.
I can give you some tips if you want to make a movie.
So yeah, I really don't know what's happening with the movie.
It just says on IMDb, it just says in post-production.
Oh.
So.
Well, so I'll let you know what happens.
It takes a long time to cut people out.
Yeah, that's true.
And who was it that wrote to you on Facebook? Was that...
I should have looked into it. I should have written
Let me guess. Cut out of movies. Kevin Costner?
I think I would remember.
He was famously cut out of Chill Bill.
Chill Bill. By the way.
You mean the big Chill?
No, I mean he had a part in Kill Bill. No, yeah, big Chill. He was the dead guy.
Yeah.
He's kind of in it.
He's great in Chill Bill.
That sounds like somebody that works at a Slurpee stand.
Like, okay, if you're going to the high school in Glee and you're walking down the hall and you're a nerd that gets slushies thrown at you all the time, when you see someone holding a slushie, would you go anywhere close enough to them that they could throw it in your face? Okay, next thing. No. Enough about that stupid show that I like parts of. Very, very small parts of it. Let's just go down the row, starting with Nick. Been to the movies lately?
No.
Okay, yes. Anna?
Bye.
Oh. I have been to several, but I will say I really liked Safety Not Guaranteed, and then I didn't like some other movies that were other movies.
Yeah.
I also have seen a movie now that I've
okay.
Sorry. Oh, what's that?
I saw Your Sister's Sister, another Mark Duplass film.
Oh, weird.
That guy's on fire.
He's on fire. Yeah. He's on the league. Thursday's at 10:30.
But he's great in Safety Not Guaranteed and Your Sister's Sister.
Yeah.
Like, he's really good.
Yeah.
And then he's also got a movie he co-directed with his brother coming out.
Dodecathon?
Dodeca Decathlon?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, he needs to settle down. He'll give somebody else a chance. Like, it's been a weird summer because, like, all the dwarves they hired 7 regular-sized men to play the dwarves in Snow White and the Huntsman. So a lot of little people actors got shut out. They hired a youngish guy to play an old man in Prometheus, so some old guy didn't get a job. And what was my third? There's a third example of something else where it should have gone to the real thing. Instead, they went with Hollywood magic. I can't think of it, but I'll think of it later. The movies that you didn't like, no, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to ask you follow-up questions about those because you were being discreet. You don't want to sit here and just slam.
Indeed, I was trying to
but
be diplomatic.
But it is summertime, so, you know, unless you go see art films like Your Sister's Sister,
I would argue
there's some disappointing shit out there.
I would argue that Your Sister's Sister is, I mean, it's a smaller movie, but it's quite accessible. It's not like artsy, crazy.
No. Neither is Safety Not Guaranteed.
Yeah.
They're both quite charming. They're just not big releases on tons of screens.
Let's just throw a couple fucking robots in them and see what we can do. Just juice that first, that opening month box office. That's what they're after, is that opening month. That's what people don't realize. Doug, do you edit these podcasts?
Medea took a job away from a big black lady.
I save. Nailed it.
I knew I could come up with another one. So, Kate, have you been to the movies?
Well, I went to the Hollywood Forever Cemetery to go see Chinatown the other day, but we got seated in a place where I saw more trees than the movie. Like, I could see maybe a quarter of the screen, and so I fell asleep, and then I left about after 45 minutes.
Quick nap, and off you go.
Yep. But I did have this, like, great, like, I was like, wouldn't it be awesome if I just took a chainsaw right now and just, like, took down all these trees and solved everybody's problem for, like, you know, the people in back of me and myself. That was just, like, this vision I had. I thought it would be amazing, but instead I took a nap.
Do the other people who had part of the screen blocked, for, did they, like, what's the appeal watching part of a movie?
I don't know, but they stayed. And I think they're just like, this
we
is
just
cool.
Like sitting outside a cemetery.
Yeah.
Watching, you know, one either Jack Nicholson or Roman Polanski, depending on which side of the screen you could see.
You can make out with someone on a blanket instead of watch the movie. That's what I do when I go there.
Or you can sleep.
Yeah. That's that's the difference in our personalities right there.
I think Faye Dunaway is funny looking. It's just like all angles, like a bunch of paper airplanes put together.
Okay, Ricky, it's your turn.
I was at Bonnaroo 2 weeks ago, and we saw Bobcat Goldthwait's new movie, God Bless America.
Oh, cool.
It was really good.
Extremely violent movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
People in Australia love it.
Yeah. I'm not really spoiling anything, but they kill a baby right at the beginning, and then you're just like, all right, well, I'll accept that, and then it just goes off
from
there.
Yeah.
It's really good.
We've discussed it on the show before, but the baby, you don't see, like, it gets shot by a shotgun, but it's off camera.
You just see the diapers and pieces of its flesh falling from the ceiling. So it's not too gross, yeah. And the blood all over its mom while she screams.
Like,
so.
Almost way more blood than there should be.
That's why it's funny. A baby
you
doesn't
go
have
nuts
that much
with
blood.
The blood, and there's a lot of blood in that movie.
Yeah.
So that's fun if you like that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And oh, I should mention that you guys brought a fun bag full of stuff. You've got a poster. Thank you very much. You got a poster that they both signed. Mm-hmm. That it's so much fun that they intentionally both have their eyes closed.
Yeah, we're hilarious.
Album covers always, like, I'm always charmed by them.
You were disappointed in our first one. You're like, why do you guys look so bad?
Because you did it on purpose.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Success.
Yeah.
That's this one?
Yeah, that's the one you didn't like.
They're just like...
It's a great picture. We're landing from a jump, and we're just sort of like...
It kind of looks like, you can see all the equipment and stuff. It looks like a session where this was just when we were standing around between pictures.
Right.
Just waiting.
Just looking like
to
zombies.
To have your picture taken.
Yeah.
But then, Slippery When Moist...
Bikinis
in a bathtub.
Yeah.
And on the back, oh my, on the back, they're all wet and sexy mouth.
We're covered in hair gel.
Yeah, and you're both like looking like you're about ready to make out in a cemetery.
Ricky had the great idea of just getting hair gel all over us, and that would be great. And then I didn't think about my contacts, and they kind of gelled over.
They just dried up.
It was disgusting.
Really gross.
Yeah, but then you never have to restyle your contacts again.
Hello, doctor. And they brought one red cup in case you want to have a party alone. And it's got a bunch of kazoos in it and a lighter and some...
Temporary tattoos. Yeah.
I love that. Somebody's going to get a real one, I bet, of this because it's
I
a good tattoo.
Someone got of you.
Yeah, that happened
when we were
once.
In Cleveland, someone got a tattoo of your face in the Doug Loves Movies theme right on their arm. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. It was pretty cool if you like being weirded out.
I thought it was cool. I took a picture
with it. That
person
is listening to this being so sad right now.
No, I think he knows that it's insane.
I thought it was sweet, so.
It's the cartoon, you know, from the logo, so it's a cartoon of my, it's not like a realistic depiction of my face. It's like the cartoon version. But also, another guy, I probably told this story before, but another guy at a show one time had me sign his chest, and then the next time I came back, he had turned that into a real tattoo.
Whoa.
My signature on his
chest. That's like poking holes in a condom.
How is it like
he
that?
He's a doctor. Just believe him.
Well, because it's like he tricked you into giving a tattoo. He tricked you into giving birth
you're right.
to your signature.
Now I'm going to have
chest.
To raise that tattoo as my own if he dies.
Look, it's going to be difficult, but I think you have it in you. I think you have that instinct.
And then we have a...
You slowly learn that.
I love Heart Garfunkel and Oates t-shirt.
Because we're hilarious.
We signed only our first names on the other one.
Have you seen Garfunkel and Oates? Their merch is funnier than the show. No, it's a great show. And have you have you written any new songs lately?
Yeah.
So
like
we have
new
a
ones
bunch.
Since the album?
Yeah. We played 3 new ones on Friday.
And we just wrote a new one before we got here today.
One of them is called The Loophole. And it's about Christian girls who save their virginity till marriage by having anal sex. So, and my parents were in the audience for that one. So that was fun.
But they really liked it.
They
though.
Actually did. But my mom like was reading the lyrics and she goes, "You only had one spelling error." That's all she said. I'm like, "All right, we won't discuss the whole fuck me in the ass part. We'll just leave that." Yeah.
And so do you refer to the anus now as a loophole?
I will now. Then we had 2931, which is we play the same girl 2 years apart singing about love. And then, so you sing that.
Oh, thank you.
And then one called The Fadeaway, which is how a lot of my friends break up with their guys they're dating, which is by not telling them. And just slowly
hey,
fading
I'm
it
really
out.
I'm really busy. I'm so tired.
Next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait.
Does anyone hunger for games? Now, I'm pretty sure all 4 of you are unfamiliar with, or certainly have never played before, the new game called ABCD's Nuts. And that is where we take turns, the 4 of you take turns. I don't play because I'm too good at it. The 4 of you will take turns naming movies that begin with each letter of the alphabet. We go through the alphabet. And so if we started with you, Ricky, you would be A. And you would have to name any movie that begins with the letter A.
Adjustment Bureau.
I think that's called The Adjustment Bureau. Thanks for playing.
What? Are they not?
No, I don't. Everybody goes for that, and I don't blame them, because that's how it would work in a civilized society.
But not this one.
When I'm in charge, there's too many, you know, it's harder to have to not use the movies.
Damn it.
Unless you're on the letter T, in which case.
It's easy.
Go crazy with it.
The Adjustment Bureau.
Yeah. But so, try another letter A movie.
Adam.
Yeah. Yeah. Was Rose Byrne in that?
And Kate Hudson. And that guy that's married to Claire Danes.
That plays Adam.
Yeah.
Oh,
Hugh Dancy.
Hugh Dancy, that's
yes.
right.
Hugh Dancy.
Hugh Dancy. here, Nick, you hold on to this so that you can sign it.
Oh, thanks.
Just throw your shirt on the ground. Okay, so you got Adam, so you're good. So then we go to Kate, and she has to come up with a B title.
I'll go with another boy named Bobby.
Yep.
Oh, the Emilio Estevez?
Yeah.
Okay. Anna?
The way you said Bobby sounded like a cute little boy as opposed to, like, someone getting assassinated.
Bobby! Bobby!
Bobby! Anna gets the letter C.
Can't Hardly Wait.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Great movie.
I think this is going to be a good one. And I came up with a twist that you guys might enjoy. Nick?
Devil Wears Prada.
The Devil Wears Prada.
I had a feeling. I had a feeling.
Yeah, this is, since this is just the first round, I won't throw you out yet. Try another one. Any movie that begins with the letter D.
I'm totally blanking right now. It's amazing. Dune.
It's Dune, nice.
So you guys are kind.
Now, so you sort of see how this is going. You can kind of think ahead to what letter you might get to you next. But when somebody misses, we repeat that letter. So it just to make it harder again. It's all about making it difficult. All right, Ricky, E.
Easy Rider.
Mm-hmm. Kate.
Francis.
That one sounds cute, too, instead of about a woman in a mental institution.
Francis. Giant.
Giant.
What is it? What's the letter?
H.
Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
Inventing the Abbots.
Oh.
J.
I can think of a Broadway play.
What's that called?
Jelly's Last Jam.
I like the way you said it.
Jelly's Last Jam. Shoot. Jay. Whenever I play words with friends, I always get caught on a J. I don't know J words. Juno. The one that should have been really cute was like, Juno! can I do one that's not out yet? Or no, I can do it.
Long as we know it exists, I guess.
Killer Joe, the one with...
Yeah,
I can do King Kong anyway, so fuck you guys. I got a million of them.
Leaving Las Vegas?
Made to Order.
Oh my God, why am I freaking out?
Made to Order was Ally Sheedy?
Yeah.
That's a bold,
yeah,
that's
it was.
A, yeah.
Napoleon and Dynamite.
Yes.
By the way, Ricky just bluffed that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was the one. Yeah.
Open Season.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not ashamed.
Big laugh in the back of the room on that one. P.
The Not Confusing Prometheus.
Yeah, if you guys can throw in a quick review before you're the name of the movie each time, that'd be fun. Q.
Queen of the Damned.
Nice.
Rambo.
Stand By Me.
Uh-huh.
The Devil Wears Prada.
Underworld. You had four Twilight movies to choose from, and that's what you do. Underworld?
Underworld. V for Vendetta.
Perfect.
W.
What Women Want? Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot
three.
Of W's.
Yeah, that's three.
All W's. Beat all that. The time.
Oh.
X.
X-Files. The movie.
The X-Files.
Is it?
Oh.
Fuck that.
Oh.
Right? I'm right, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know what somebody just said, but please don't try to help. Don't try to help. As I'm saying don't try to help, guy yells out, sir, Xana, don't. Okay, there's five other movies to choose from now.
I got one.
Okay.
I hope.
Yeah.
The slightly less confusing X-Men?
Yes. Yeah, you could do X-Men. You could do X-Men First Class. You could do X-Men Origins Wolverine. You could do X2. Xanadu, of course, the aforementioned. And XXX and XXX State of the Union.
What?
Oh. Those are all of the X movies for future players.
Ice Cube is at home listening to this podcast. We're like, that's right, motherfucker.
Why?
Your Highness.
Yes. And Z.
Zoolander.
Zoolander, a classic Z title.
Yes.
Now here's what happens. We got through the alphabet. No. Yeah, here's where it gets crazy. You're going to love this.
No, I won't.
Numbers. Name a movie that starts with the number one.
Wait, can it be one? Can it be one like 12?
Yeah.
Yes, it fucking can.
All right. If
12
you say
Angry
so.
Men.
What's that? That's
1-2 Angry Men.
1-2 Angry Men. I was totally relaxed. I was like, I'm YZ and I'm out.
Yeah, it's a nasty twist. What's the movie that starts with the number 2, Nick? Tunic.
2012.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eat a dick, three. Everybody.
Threesome.
Threesome. That's a good one. Mm-hmm.
Was there a movie Four Feathers?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank God there was.
Thank God.
Five Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
6 Degrees of Separation.
Seven.
Oh, seven. Right, yeah. Anyway.
Okay, Kate, 8.
8 is enough, the movie?
Okay, you're out. 8, Anna.
9.
No, you're on 8.
I have to do 8 now?
Yeah.
Oh, I screwed up. Fuck. 8.5.
Yeah. Yes. Fancy. You
I'm
dancing.
Pretty classy, so...
Just to be clear, I could just, you know...
Yeah, it's on, 9 to you.
9.5 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I jerked out to that movie so much more than 9. Wore out the tape on that one.
Okay, tell me if this counts. Tenacious D in the Pick of Destiny?
Ooh! I was waiting for you to go through the same thing again and go, 10, because there's a movie called 10.
It's called The 10, isn't it? Oh, Bo Derek, just yes, 10. Yes, oh, yes. See, I could have made it easy for myself.
Got any 11s, Anna?
Oh.
I wrote one down for each number.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, this one's impossible.
No, I have one.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I have no fucking idea.
All right, she's out. Nick, you got an 11?
11. Come on.
Okay.
At least let me come up with something clever.
Okay, you're out. I'm just dying to hear what Ricky has.
11-14. It's
What's
my friend.
That?
It's a movie that Hilary Swank was in.
It's He's from 1114?
1114, right?
What's it about?
Hilary Swank was in it. She had braces and she played a convenience store worker. Somebody back me up. Somebody's seen this. See?
I feel like I've
listened to the applause.
Yeah, people are confirming it.
I thought that was Karate Kid 4.
The only 11 I could find on, and by the way, you just won. Ricky's our winner. But the only 11... I could find on, on Leonard Maltin's app was 11 Harrow House. Yeah.
I can't believe we didn't get that, Anna.
And then my 12 was 12 Angry Men. So
I'm pretty sure that movie was called...
Angry Men.
Yeah.
13 going on 30, 14:08, 15 minutes, 16 candles, 17 again, 18 again, 19:41, 20 bucks, 21, and there is no 22. That's where it would come to an end no matter what.
20 to life.
Yeah, so next episode I'll have to think of another twist for ABCD's Nuts. And now Ricky gets to go first in Build a Title.
Yay!
Woo! And your first title, and then we'll go to Nick after after Ricky. The first title suggested by the Gruffoid, G-R-U-F-F-O-I-D, Gruffoid, suggested Gnomeo and Juliet. Gnomeo and Juliet. So you need something that ends in Gnomeo? Or begins with Juliet? Or parts of those words, of course, as always. Got anything?
I'm trying to think something that's the O or starts with yet or let Juliet yet. So what is O?
Just think. Just run through all the Hilary Swank movies. Okay, you're out.
Yeah.
Just, you know, for the listeners at home who might not be incredibly familiar with how this game works, to remind them, Doug, it would be great. To just have a slight more clarification on the objectives of this game that I love and know all the rules to.
Basically, you need to use part of one of the words,
okay,
to, because there's clearly, okay, no movies that end in Gnomeo.
Okay, but I
there's
could
only
do
one
Gnomeo
that begins
brother,
in Gnomeo.
Gnomeo, brother, where art thou?
No.
Oh, I just thought
because
it was.
It's got to start with the part of either Juliet or Let. You know, you can use the last syllable. It has to be the beginning of the title, or it has to end
with... But it's not Let, it's Liet.
Yeah, or
Liet. Yeah, yeah, you're right. Liet. So Liet's not going to do anything.
Not going to do anything.
Yeah.
Yet.
So you don't have anything? It's so, okay, you'll catch up.
But or it has to be end with a...
Or...
With an O?
With no.
With no.
Oh, okay. I'm going to just... I could just slow the game down and think, and so that's what I'll do. No, I'll... I have no idea.
Okay, you're out. Kate looks like she's going to have something.
Kate opened her mouth. What was that?
Because you got nothing, Anna? Nothing?
Okay. Sorry, friends.
Kate, it's all right.
What was that movie's Smilla's something sense of snow? What was that?
Oh, Smilla's...
Sense of snow.
Was that it?
I think
so. Snowmio and Juliet. There you go.
Smilla's sense of Snowmio and Juliet. Yeah.
That's good.
You win.
You win. The first round.
Oh.
Yeah. It keeps going.
For the record, I think some of the listeners at home still don't understand how to get it.
I've had people come on the show multiple times and never figure it out. Some people can't wrap their head around it. It's interesting. But we'll start this next time. We'll start with Ricky.
Oh no!
And we'll move towards Kate. And this was suggested by Harold Dactyl. Like pterodactyl, but Harold. And the title is Flintstones in Viva Rock Vegas. So you need something that ends with Flint or begins with Vegas.
Oh.
Talk us through it in the microphone.
Is there like a Vegas baby kind of movie? Vegas?
Oh, I'm sure there is.
Vegas baby, yeah. What is with Flint?
Michael Moore does.
What?
Michael Moore lives in Flint.
Okay, yeah. Kate.
How about People versus Larry Flint? Wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's,
okay.
Yeah, that's good.
People versus Larry Flintstones, Viva Rock Vegas.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, there's also a movie called In Like Flint. Anna?
Ordinary People versus Larry Flint Stones. What in Las Vegas? Viva Rock Vegas? What is it?
Put Stones in Viva Rock Vegas. Nicely done. Nick, so now you've got to end with Ordinary or begin with Vegas.
Or begin with Vegas?
Mm-hmm. Or ass, yeah.
Or gas.
Gas. Ooh, I just thought of one.
Oh, right.
Ordinary People versus Larry Flintstones in Rockin'.
What is Viva it? Rock.
Viva Rock Vegas. Assembly. Oh, I had. I was in my head. I was like,
"Were you trying to do assembly
included.
Sum required?"
Yeah, yeah. Which in my head was batteries not included. For Hume, for Hume. I'm out again.
All right. So back to Kate.
Gasland. To put on the end of Vegas.
That's the thing. Gasland.
What's Gasland?
It's that documentary.
Oh. Yes. We have confirmation. There's a man with glasses on. He watches documentaries.
Thank you.
Yes. So I thought of gas, food, and lodging, but Gasland is good. So we've got Ordinary People versus Larry Flintstones in Viva Rock Vegas, Gasland. Vegasland. And a quick reminder, I will be in Vegas on July. You got anything for that, Anna?
Ordinary People versus Larry Flintstones in Viva Rock Vegas Land Before Time.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. That's good.
That's impressive.
Adorable dinosaurs.
Well, now I feel silly wearing the pink Juicy Couture sweatsuit.
Kate?
Could I say to die for ordinary people? You know what I mean?
To die for ordinary people? Yeah, I like it.
That's good. All right, cool.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah.
To die for
could you
ordinary
say it a little,
people.
Could you say it a little cuter than that?
To die... To die for would have been a good for the number two in the ABCD's.
Oh, right. Although that's... Well, I guess, yeah.
Two.
True. Yeah, me?
Mm-hmm.
To die for ordinary people versus Larry Flintstones in Viva Rock Vegas Land Before Time Crimes. There's no way I'm going to go through that. I don't know what you just said. But
yeah, you don't have to say the whole thing. She was just showing off. And misdemeanors, yes. Crimes and misdemeanors.
Oh, we almost go crimes and misdemeanors, ordinary people, but nothing.
How?
Never mind. It didn't work.
Okay, so you need to...
Wait, I thought it was pronounced ordinary people, no?
So that puts us back to Anna needs something that ends with ends with two, or begins with
misdemeanors.
Meaners.
Demeanors.
Oh man.
Ers. Ners. Oh.
Yeah.
Anything?
I think I'm just going to make us suffer if I try and think of something that ends with two, so I'm going to give this one up. Meh.
Did you think of one, Kay? You don't have to, but...
I mean, I was just thinking of, like, that great movie, Orson Welles Saves the Day. What?
Where does that fit?
But wait, what about, was it called Orson Welles and Me, or was it Me and Orson Welles?
I think it was Me and Orson Welles.
Yeah. But where would that fit anyway?
What? Crimes and Misdemeanor Orson Welles.
Oh, that's good!
But that's just a made-up movie.
Maybe one of the movies is called, like, Orson Welles Presents.
Oh, yeah, something. Probably.
It probably is.
Somewhere.
Is that movie about, like, oh, no, we've got this house full of cheap red wine, and we need someone to drink it under a day. Who can we go to?
Or... All we got was wine for Christmas. These are stupid Orson Welles presents. To die for ordinary people versus Larry Flintstones in Viva Rock Vegas Land.
Before.
Vegas Land Before Time Crimes and Misdemeanor Nurse Betty. Oh!
It's a TV show.
But, Kate is our winner of the whole... What does she win? Tell him, Doug. Well, she wins the opportunity to go first in the Leonard Maltin game. Coming up right after this name tag selection process. Let's see your name tags, everybody. Look at that.
Oh, I'm going to do this thing.
Especially for you.
Just go
grab the name tag that you want to play for. Lots of good ones.
I like that. Look at it.
Hey, Kyle.
I already have this. That looks good.
Oh, this is it. You got picked. You got picked. Good.
Is this edible?
What does this say?
Today?
Andrew from Australia bought that at Universal.
I think it's
huge donut.
Did you go on the Transformers ride?
I loved it.
He loved it. Great.
I thought it said gay balloon.
Amazing. It broke down? It's a fucking motion simulator. Don't they have a stand back up?
I thought this woman was holding this animal balloon sculpture thing, but it is a hat, and I'm not going to put it on. Bless you, though. I'm told it says TIFF, but I don't personally see it. I don't.
That little silvery, glittery cowboy hat and those
she
balloons.
She was buying it. It was adorable.
And those pink balloons. Those would look great with your Juicy Couture jumpsuit. It would be
no,
a perfect
you're
outfit.
You're making it sound like I'm wearing it on the podcast.
No, I am.
No, you're not.
I think I'm wearing it.
Yeah, what you're wearing is decidedly unjuicy. I mean, it's not.
I'm going to have glitter on me from this glitter hat, and people are going to think that I was at a strip club, and I'm going to be like, yeah, deal with it. Deal with it.
The night
yeah,
is
girls
young.
Can say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah.
What about it?
Okay,
so we'll start with Ricky. You got
we didn't talk about mine.
Got a
we're
going to
go down
donut.
The line and okay. talk about it.
I'm just feeling really neglected
over
here.
Let's start with Nick.
Oh, me?
Yeah, right, what's your name tag?
I mean, ladies first, but okay. This is Kyle. I just chose it because of how janky it looked, and then I realized, ironically, it's the suitcase with the burst of yellow light coming out of it from Pulp Fiction, and which I realized because I was watching it on YouTube today. I watched like almost all of fucking Pulp Fiction on YouTube.
The chronological one?
Wait, which
no,
version?
Completely out of order.
Was it the one I saw on YouTube, the one where they put every scene in the right order?
I just asked that.
Yeah, yeah.
God.
No, I just was watching scenes from Pulp Fiction. That's a great movie.
It is really good.
It's a great film.
But when they did that, it was really interesting to watch it that way.
Can I ask a question about
mm-hmm,
that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the beginning, it's like Frank Whaley and the two other dudes where they, you know, mm-hmm. it's the first scene where they get the suitcase. How are those dudes? What are those dudes doing holding on to that suitcase? Like, why don't they just send Travolta and fucking Sam Jackson get that shit
to
direct?
Get it in the first place?
Yeah, you gonna trust fucking Frank Whaley with the suitcase? Case full of magic.
I just saw something recently where they never told you what was inside a case
it's
or something.
It's Kyle.
Okay, so then what's the name of the balloon lady hat thing, Anna?
TIFF.
TIFF.
Right? Yeah.
The balloons anyone, spell out the word
does
TIFF?
Does anyone see TIFF? I will hold it in several directions. No, it's okay. It's more charming. Don't fix it.
Oh, I see it.
Oh, I see. This was an F and that's an F together, right?
I feel like I'm looking at like a Magic Eye poster, and I was always the one who never
could see it.
And I'd be like, oh,
it's a dinosaur. And then Kate has a little ukulele that says Evangeline on it. Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah.
Very nice. And don't read the shithead on the back.
I almost did, and then I remembered.
And then Andrew from Australia went to Universal today, and he brought a big...
A big donut.
A big pink donut.
So that looks good to me.
Yeah. And yeah, because you're eating for... Not having to be nude.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm eating like I'm not going to ever be naked in a movie again. So, yeah.
We'll see how this one works out.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll get cast as the girl that's willing to be naked.
Cross my fingers.
And cross your legs.
Yeah.
Hey, all right, let's play the Leonard Maltin game.
Let's do it.
Yeah. And that was also, I included the Scott Pilgrim versus the World in the prize bag also because, of course, Anna plays the sister in that, older sister.
I have prizes in my purse. They're not out here. It's not anything good.
Are they Werther's originals?
I should have unwrapped those before the show. All right. I'm going to start with Kate because she won the Build a title, and then we'll head off in the other direction there to Anna will be next. She's putting the TIFF hat balloon thing down. It's certainly one of the more unusual name tags I've ever come across.
It stands up.
For those of you at home, it looks like the gayest hat in the world. It's a tiny, sparkly cowboy hat attached to a bunch of pink balloons.
Your category options are your first option submitted on Twitter from Wilson Cody. Cody's spelled with a K. Wilson Cody suggested Kangaroo Jack City. And this is movies where Ice-T plays a kangaroo. Movies where Ice-T plays a kangaroo.
That's real?
I'm guessing you won't pick that category. Then at Satori 80 suggested Ghost Propofol, which is movies that have Michael Jackson songs in them. And at Aaron D. Gleason suggested Mad Props, which is movies in which a character is killed by a propeller.
To go with Ghost Propofol.
Okay. I know it's a hard word, right?
Yeah.
You get three different movies to choose from that have a Michael Jackson song prominently featured in them.
Okay.
From 1981, 93, or 2004?
2004
movie that has a Michael Jackson song in it gets 2.5 stars from Leonard. He says about this movie that it is a... He says that one of the actors is also good. What? That's a terrible clue. One of the actors is also good. So we've established there's at least two good actors. There's at least two good performances in this movie that Leonard doesn't say a single thing about it that doesn't absolutely give it away. He says the movie's energized by the irresistible charm of the lead performer in the movie and that someone else in it is also good. And it's got a Michael Jackson song featured in it quite prominently, and there are 9 names.
I can tell you the first two.
Wait a second. Slow down.
In negative two?
You got to bid first.
Oh.
So how many names do you think you need out of 9? Or are you saying you want to go negative 2?
Negative 2.
That's you can do it. You can name the movie and name the top 2 Build performers in the right order.
Yes.
All right. So that puts Anna in a very terrible position because pretty much all you can do is say name it, right?
The movie.
All right. So what's the movie called?
13 Going on 30.
Yes. And who are the two top billed people in the correct order?
Well,
top billed is?
The number one would be Jennifer Garner.
Uh-huh.
And then second would be Mark Ruffalo.
Correct.
Wow. Wow.
I really love that movie.
What's the Michael Jackson song?
Thriller.
They do the Thriller dance.
Oh, Mike was Mike.
At a dance.
That's like 04. Mike had lawsuits. It was hurting for cash. He's like, yeah, say you a Thriller. I have all these life-size elephants that I need bronzing. He bronzed live elephants, guys. People forget that. But we need to carry on his glory. Tell the world his story of looking like a prehistoric lesbian.
Okay, Nick, you get to pick the next category.
I do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Would you like...
Michael Jackson looks like Faye Dunaway. Sorry. I'll do.
Would you like... Patton Oswalt recently revealed his top five favorite movies on Rotten Tomatoes. So it could be one of Patton's top five.
Uh-huh.
Or would you like... at a balls with a Z 44 suggested yuck, and there's three C's and four H's, and it's an actual quote from a Leonard Maltin review that he said about some movie, yuck, with all those extra letters. It's not like him to spell wrong. He must have really hated it.
Uh-huh.
Or me love you wrong time.
Wait, is this movie called Young Doctor?
Me Love You Wrong Time is time travel romance movies.
I want to... Somebody like that.
So what do you want, Patton's top five?
I feel like we should hear about Patton's top five.
Yeah, okay.
They're all going to be so fucking obscure and amazing.
Well, since it's Patton, there three of them were like, I think before we were keeping track of years, mm-hmm. So we don't even know when they were made. But he did like two semi more modern movies, and so you get to choose between 1974 or 1981.
Oh my God. I mean, yeah. 1981.
Okay, 1981.
What am I doing? What kind of decisions do I make in my life?
Leonard and Patton are at loggerheads over this one because Leonard only gives it 3.5 stars. Clearly not one of his top five favorite of all times. He calls this movie...
Leonard and Patton have come to blows.
Wait, does that mean they fought or they...
They fought. They've...
Or they saw Chinatown in a cemetery.
Yeah.
He says about this movie that it is has a trend-setting visual design and it's a sequel.
Okay.
Seven names are listed. How many names do you think you can get? Patton's top five movies, 1981.
I'll say six.
3.5 stars. Smart opening bid. We go to Anna.
I'll say five.
Kate.
I'm going to say name that movie. To me?
How many names does she get?
Five.
Five? All right.
What do you think the odds are, Doug?
I'm not feeling good about it.
Okay.
Sorry. He asked me. No, then it'll be really impressive if you come up with it.
Yeah. Don't get your hopes up.
Okay. Here are the five names. I only know one of these people.
Oh.
Kjell Nielsen. Kjell, K-J-A-E-L-L. Is that how you pronounce that? Kjell. Emil Witty. Wait, Emil Minty. Emil Minty. Emil is spelled E-M-I-L.
Emil?
Emil. Emil. It's like emu, but with an I and an L.
Emil.
Emil. Virginia Hay. Hay is spelled H-E-Y. Virginia Hay! Mike Preston and Vernon Wells.
Ooh. Oh.
Are the five names. Yeah, Patton really messed with you on this one.
I have no idea.
Does Andrew know it?
It's a sequel.
What's the name you
Vernon Wells. This was the name I knew. That was Andrew.
What's Andrew's a sequel asking? That you think maybe came out in 81?
Oh, I don't know.
That's a hard. It's definitely a hard.
Can I make a guess?
Yeah, well, yeah. Nick's got a guess.
Porky's 2.
Patton's such a weirdo. This gentleman thinks he knows it.
Road Warrior?
Road Warrior is the answer. Road Warrior.
Was the other one the good, the bad, and the ugly?
What's that?
Was the other one the good, the bad, and the ugly?
No, the other one was Taking of Pelham 1, 2, 3, the original.
It's literally the only movie I've ever heard him talk about, so I just thought.
Yeah, what were the other three? Do you know?
I forget, but they were all even older than these movies. These are the more recent ones that old man Oswald likes. But Kate McCucci, that for the win, you won the whole thing just now.
Wow.
So I want to see who she wrote as the shithead on the back, because we're not going to say it at the end, but I'm curious as to who it is. And does she get to keep the ukulele, or do you want it back?
No, I wouldn't. It's your ukulele. I wouldn't take your ukulele away from you.
Why not?
Wow, I wouldn't have been able to pronounce that. Yeah, you did. Beth Tiskevich. Beth Tiskevich Nesbitt is a shithead. But I'm not going to say that. I'm sorry. I'm just not. But you get all the prizes. Congratulations. And Nick has to sign the shirt. Let me give him a Sharpie.
What do you want? Who do you want him to come from?
I got a silver Sharpie that you can... Wait, what?
I said I'm a man of my word. I said I'll sign anybody's name.
Oh, yeah. Whose name do you want him to sign?
Yours. All right.
Write Mark Duplass on it.
Sign it Young Doctor.
Young Doctor. Okay. Young Doctor Nick Kroll. And you have a sketch show coming up on the television.
I do. It's called Kroll Show. It's going to be on Comedy Central. As I literally bend over in front of the audience.
Hey. Nice loophole. Good thing that had the lid on it. That would have been crazy. Call me, maybe. I'm still staring at my phone like it's going to do something. That was an exciting game. Oh, here's your Andrew has a shithead that I'm going to say. And what about the pink balloon DLA? You don't know? You can't think of anyone that you think is a shithead?
George Agosto.
Who?
My old boss is a shithead.
Oh, okay. George Agosto?
Augusto.
Augusto. Augusto.
I thought she's.
Emil.
I thought she said a ghost named George.
George, he's a ghost though.
George Augusto. Ah?
Like August with an O.
Yeah. Augusto.
Jorge Augusto.
Augusto, okay. Like kind of almost like Augustus Gloop.
Are you a betting woman that he's not listening to this?
Former boss, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, former boss, so that's cool. And then
he must have been a real asshole.
Does the Kyle name tag have a shithead written on the back of it? Don't say it out loud if it does.
It what?
Just pass it down.
Just pass it down.
Okay.
He was ready to read it out loud. There's interesting recurring themes happening in the program this evening. Like 13 going on 30 came up a couple of times, and this name. This is one of these stars of that I mentioned earlier.
But didn't you bring up 13 going on 30 a couple of times?
Yeah, it's interesting.
That's actually because, true.
Because you I brought it up every time. No, it could have not been chosen in the Leonard Maltin game. It was just in there, ready to pounce.
You could have made sure that it wasn't chosen by not including it. Interestingly enough.
I can't think that fast. I can't think on the fly.
I'm just thinking about Patton and Kate on their first date, like, sort of like, so what's your favorite movie? And Kate's like, 13 going on 30. Patton's
and,
like,
and he's like, Porky's too. I did see that. That movie is probably one of the more bearable, quote unquote, chick flicks for a dude to see. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but my favorite is While You Were Sleeping.
Yeah, I can't stand
that.
Oh,
it's so good. Ricky and I
can't
always
tolerate
have a
that.
Ricky and I fight about it all the time. Not all the time, but a lot.
Fight about it?
We do. He's in a coma. It's sick. She has sex with his brother. She pretends to be in his family. It's really gross.
She just, the grandma has a heart condition and she can't tell the truth because the grandma might have a heart attack.
Yeah.
So she lies.
That's a perfect explanation. That's the one thing you can count on in a Sandra Bullock comedy or a romantic comedy.
Logic.
Is, absolute impeccable logic. Yeah. From start to finish, they always all make sense. Yes.
The Glass House?
No.
What's that movie called?
Lake House.
That's not a thing. You're thinking of a Lily Sobieski film.
Oh, yeah. I'm not, but I am now.
Doesn't the Lake House have a magic mailbox?
Yes, it does.
I didn't see
that. Like, no logic breaks in that one.
The Lake House is about the same girl singing about herself 2 years apart.
Oh, see?
No, the mailbox is a few years apart. Like,
oh, gotcha.
Like Keanu's sending letters to her from the future.
Was
or from
that
the past.
In your time traveling romance category?
No.
Weird.
Interesting. There's only a handful of time travel romance movies. There's Time
and yet
After
that didn't
Time.
Make the cut.
Time Traveler's Wife.
Yeah, and
Somewhere in Time.
Yeah. All right.
Back to the future. The Lake House, like, if they just, like, they were supposed to be in that movie together, and then Keanu, they, like, was like, Keanu's got to shoot Matrix 3, so he's not technically available, but he has a window in August, and like, fuck it, we'll do a rewrite. Fuck it.
There's a magic mailbox. They can't be seen together.
It was just going to be the two of them in a lake house?
Yeah, yeah, fuck it. We'll shoot Sandra out, and then we'll fucking, 2 years in the future.
It'll be about letter writing.
Yeah.
We never have to have them in the scene together. They probably have a scene together, like, at the end or something, right? Don't they overcome the two-year problem, or?
That'd be weird if they
did. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it, no.
I think I've seen it.
I kind of want to see it now. I hope the cemetery plays it.
Oh, so you just want to see parts of it?
Yeah. A third of it, preferably.
Are there Garfunkel and Oates live appearances coming up that people can hear about?
They can get our special on demand, our Comedy Central special.
Oh, that's cool. The half hour?
The half
they
hour.
They call them now?
Yes.
We're going to be in Philly in August. What? I don't know what else.
Oh, yeah, you are going to be in Philly. I saw a tweet today announcing that you're going to be at the same club I am. It announced both of us at the same time.
Are we there at the same time?
No.
Ah, darn it.
Just, you know, guess who's coming?
Yeah.
Garfunkel and Oates and Doug Benson.
We've left you
separate
notes.
Tickets needed.
We've kind of had our own lake house where we've left you notes in green rooms at other places.
Yeah, yeah. You do leave adorable notes for me.
Yeah.
When we know Doug's coming in like a month, we'll leave him a note.
That's some lake house shit.
Yeah. We're gonna all move.
That's what Anna just said.
I couldn't tell if someone had said that or if I had heard that in my head. Like Keanu is whispering to me from the future.
So Paranorman out this summer?
Out in August. Yeah.
August, and then Pitch Perfect.
And then End of Watch before that, I think.
Oh, what's it called?
End of Watch.
And what's that about?
It's like cops and blood.
And oh! In the trailer, there's a cute shot of you dancing around in a wedding dress.
Yes, there is indeed.
Yay!
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
I like it.
Yeah, spoiler. The trailer is adorable. So.
It does look, but it also looks like a violent movie.
It is, yeah. I felt really upset leaving, and I was like, is that good? Are you supposed to feel like that? Because it's like an upsetting movie.
Do you have guns?
I've never been in a movie that's like not like, everything's going to be okay.
Chin up.
Y'all
shoot a baby?
I don't.
Yeah. No. And Nick's show is debuting on Comedy Central.
Oh, in January.
January? Oh,
I'll be in San Diego the week after Comic-Con, whatever, like the San Diego doing stand-up.
American Comedy Company, is that what it's called?
I don't know if that's Madhouse, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
The new place?
Beecher's Madhouse? Is
oh,
that what it's
I don't know. I'm not sure.
San Diego, just...
I'll be in San Diego.
Go, just wander around looking for Nick in a... why get into specific dates or venues? Just figure it out, you guys. It's like a treasure hunt.
I'll be there at some point.
Find Nick Kroll doing his act. You're not going down to Comic-Con?
I will be down there, probably.
Oh, you will?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'll see you down there there for that.
I'm going to bring a bunch of Coke down there. If you want to do a bunch of coke with me down there, we can do a bunch of coke.
All right. All this time without trying it, I might as well, right? Yeah. The heart can really, the older you get, the better your heart can take it. That's when you do it that first time. Well, a round of applause for my marvelous, amazing guests, Nick Kroll, Anna Kendrick. Ricky's trying to give the food back. That's for you.
Okay, thank you.
He came all the way from Australia for you to have that. Kate McCucci, Ricky Lindholm, thanks you guys. As always, George Augusto is a fucking shithead. The jerk. And which one of these is better? Oh, I like the way you worded this, so that's why it's going to go last. Emilio Estevez is a shithead. And recent Nicolas Cage is a shithead.